Thanks for listening to the Beyondcast, the only podcast from Beyond Student Ministries located in Seattle, Washington. We're all about faith, mission, and reality. This summer, we're taking some time to learn about abiding in Christ and what it means to live and dwell in Him.
You guys got a Bible? Who's got Bibles? There should be Bibles on the ledge, on the table over there, maybe. At least one Bible, and you guys can share since you're so close in proximity. And Jordan and Michael can share, or Takshi. And yeah, there you go. All right, we're in Psalm 1. So go to the middle of your Bible, pretty much, and it's right there. And we're talking about abiding again. So we've been talking about like prayer and, you know, that kind of stuff, and Jesus and things. And so, we're going to we're trying to figure out how to stay close to Jesus. And probably one of the easiest ways is what we're going to talk about tonight. And it involves hearing from God. How many of you guys would love it if God spoke to you directly? Anybody think that would be awesome? I think it would be awesome. Well, I got good news for you. For $5.99, no. He can. He can speak to you directly, and he uses this to do so. This the Bible is the primary way that God speaks to us. And so if you want God to speak to you and you're not reading your Bible, guess what? The chances are slim that you're going to hear him. Because he's talking to you all the time. But the Bible is what brings you to attention to what he's saying. Does that make sense? It like kind of tunes you in. How many of you guys have rabbit ears on your TV, like antennas? Anybody got antennas anymore? Okay, so you know, like if you're watching like the Mariners game and all of a sudden it goes, you know something is wrong with your antennas. So you got to like tune it in. It's the same kind of thing. The Bible is kind of how you tune in to God. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, getting to know the Word and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nope.
I'm loving it. Thank you, Max. Thanks, Max, for playing along. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. I love that. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So, yeah, that's the New Living Translation probably right there. But it's all good. So I have a few little notes that I want to look at. First of all, Christians are supposed to be different, right? I mean, you can't just be like, hey, I'm a Christian, and not live for Jesus.
You gotta live it.
That's right. You better believe it.
What you said.
Thanks, James. Yeah, I agree with all that. But the psalm writer here, and we don't know who wrote it, because it doesn't say, but he's saying, you know what? The blessed man, the one who God looks after, is different than everybody else, than the rest of the world. He's not wicked. He doesn't hang out in the way of the sinners. He doesn't mock people, which, you know, is hard for me because I'm like, I like to make fun of things, and it's hard for me, so I have to always come back to this and be like, oh, that's right. Don't make fun of things. Don't mock. All right, so I repent, and then it's all good. So we have to be different. And how do we get different? Cristiano.
Yeah. A lot of people read the Bible because it's different to other people.
Right.
To read the Bible.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You read the Bible is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the way the psalm writer says it is that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And the law of the Lord is the first five books of the Bible. Have you guys ever read, like, Leviticus? Yeah, that's right. Yes, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all good times. That's the law of the Lord. And no, Deuteronomy's all right. It's most of it's basically just a big recap. But Numbers, you know, Numbers is a slog through. It is. It's like the Deuteronomy means second giving of the law, so that's what's happening. Anyway, so the psalm writer is saying, blessed is the guy who loves this stuff right here. Because this was the only Bible that they had at the time. This little section of Bible. That's all they had. And so we get all the cool stories and like all the cool stuff about Jesus. And so how much more should we love the Bible? Because we don't have to read about how to bury our poop and like what to like how to make clothes in a kosher manner. We don't have to read about that and be like, yes, that's all I got. Man, I love God. We have all that, which is good stuff and very interesting. But we also have all this great stuff about like how God loves us over and over and over again throughout the Bible. And so we should take the time to read it and take the time to learn about what God has there for us. So our delight needs to be in the Word of God. And, you know, I am a big, huge Bible geek, and so that one's easy for me. I love the Bible. That's right. Thank you for validating my existence. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much. But yeah, I mean, Jesus
is...
Yeah, Cristiano, can we just like hang out? no, but we need to really just honestly, I mean, the whole point of this whole little talk is to love the Bible and not to just take it for granted, not to use it to like prop up a, like an uneven table or, you know, to keep on your shelf. So like when your parents come into your room, they're like, oh, there's your Bible. Good, still a Christian, you know, but to actually read it. Right, Judah? Judah and I read the Bible all the time. We're going through Ezekiel right now. We are. It's fun. But, you know, one of the reasons I love the Bible is because of all the cool stories that are in it. And I just want to take a minute. Hey, buddy. I just want to take a minute to hear what are your guys' favorite Bible stories?
Ezekiel seeing aliens.
Or angels, or whatever it is. Okay. Okay, so Ezekiel and the chariots and the four wheels and the living animals and beasts and all that. Yeah, cool stuff. Or aliens. Yeah, it's weird and I don't know what is going on there. Yes?
I like Evan Almighty. That's my favorite story in the Bible.
That's not in the Bible.
Prince of Egypt.
Evan Almighty is not in the Bible. I'm sorry. Prince of Egypt is kind of in the Bible. Yeah.
Isn't there one with... doesn't Jacob have a brother?
Yeah, Esau.
Yeah, doesn't he like screw him out of his birthright or something like that?
Flip, yeah, Jacob. Yeah, Jacob rips off Esau from his birthright. Yeah, first stew. That's your favorite story? Like, man, someday I'm going to find a way to rip people off. It's in the Bible. Hello, sir. Old. And couldn't see very well because he was old. Yeah.
Dressed him up with like red fur or something.
Yeah, and made him smell funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, that's a great story.
I think mine is Ehud.
Thanks. Yeah. I love Ehud. That's one of my favorite stories of all time. You guys know the story of Ehud? I'll recap it if I need to.
I've heard it several times.
Really? No way.
Never enough, though.
Okay, let me tell... Have you guys heard it?
No.
I'll tell it just for you very briefly. All right, in the book of Judges, chapter 6, you can look it up later for yourselves when you get home.
I was in chapter 3.
Chapter 3, yeah, Gideon is chapter 6. I'm an idiot. There's a big fat king, huge fat king named Eglon, like gigantic, like world, weekly world news big, like huge. And yeah, Dr. Phil, yeah.
More like Michael Borg. Or
bigger,
Jackson.
Bigger. So anyway, this big, huge king is ruling over Israel and he's a jerk. And so God sends Ehud, who is a crippled left-handed man. And it's important that he's left-handed because I'm left-handed, so I respect that, to go in and deliver a message for the king. And so he's like, oh, I got a message for you, king, but I got to give it to you in secret. So they go into the king's inner chamber, which is the bathroom. And Ehud like leans in real close, like, okay, let me whisper it in your ear. And he pulls out a knife and stabs him. And he's so fat that the fat...
How fat is he?
I'll tell you. The fat like leaks out over the knife. And it's like gone. And so Ehud leaves and locks the door behind him. And he's like, hey, yeah, the king's, you know, taking care of business in there. And he runs. And so the king's attendants are waiting for the king to come out.
To the point of embarrassment.
It says that in the Bible. And then finally they check on him and they're like, whoa, Egon's dead. And then Ehud saves Israel. Best story ever.
It's awesome because in other versions of that story or other translation, it says he relieves his bowels when that happens.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I'm telling you, if you guys have not read the book of Judges, you three, you need to. Like, start, like, today. Like, go home and, like, I'm reading the book of Judges all the way through. Well, not right now. When you get home. But you can have that Bible if you need one. It's free. So, but yeah, what other cool stories are in the Bible that you guys like? Ehud's awesome. Jacob ripping off Esau, I guess, Max.
Yeah.
Esther. Esther's a great story. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Anyone else?
Jacob's brother.
What? Jacob's brothers?
The thing about Jesus?
You know, that whole section about Jesus? Yeah. Joseph's brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, Jacob with the father.
Yeah, Jacob.
Bow down before the second half of the Father.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that one. Alright, so the cool thing about anything about angels, the cool thing about all these stories is like you look at the story of like Ehud, for example, and you're like, what can I possibly learn from the story of Ehud? How can God speak to me through the story of Ehud? And the message that is in that story is God can use whoever he wants to use to do whatever he wants to do. And so he took a crippled guy, Ehud, to set free an entire nation. You know, and like it's stories like that that can make, like, the Bible speaks to us in ways that are kind of unexpected. And there's still stories in the Bible where I'm reading it and I'm like, I don't know what is going on there. I'm going to ask God when I get to heaven. It's like, why on earth did the Levite cut his concubine into 12 pieces? Better question, why did a Levite have a concubine? You know, like, all those kinds of questions. It's in there. It's fun times. So, you got to get in the Word. And if you don't have, like, a reading plan, like, if, I don't know, it's summertime, and so, like, reading is something that, like, you remember doing way back when. It's like, reading, yes, before the days of video games. Start just, like, reading through Proverbs, which is by Psalms. Read through Proverbs, or read the Gospel of Mark, which is a great story, a collection of stories about Jesus, you know, and just start reading the Bible and get to love it. Like, take time to soak in it. How many of you guys like steak? Anybody like steak? All right, good. I love steak. One of the best things about steak, well, many best things about steak, but one of my favorite things to do with steak is to marinate it. To, like, sit it in juice and just let that juice, like, work its way into the meat. All right, in this metaphor, you're the meat, all right? And we need to marinate in the Scriptures. Like, just, like, soak it in. And, you know, if you want to wear it as a hat for a while, as a metaphor, like, okay, I'm soaking in the Word. Whatever. Do whatever you got to do. Don't do that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Don't go out in public like that. Don't go to church and be like, hey, I'm just going to soak this one in, guys. That's good. But seriously, read the Bible. Soak it in. Like, a lot of people are like, you got to read, like, 3 chapters a day and you can finish the whole Bible in a year. And that's crazy. Because you're reading way too much. Slow down. If you come to one verse and you're like, man, that verse is awesome, I'm going to soak in it. Do that. You don't have to, like, check off the Bible, like, check it off the list of things to do. And like, oh, I'm done. Now I can play Xbox. You know? Soak in it. Marinate in it. And there's one last promise in Psalms 1 at verse 7. And it says that the Lord watches out for the faithful. You know, and the more time you spend with Him, and the more time you spend in the Word, I mean, really, God watches out for you. And you hear from Him, and He guides you and directs you outside of the Word, because you know what He would want you to do. You know, so you don't have to, like, you have a tough decision, go, what does the Bible say? These were the Levites according to their families. Wait, no, that's not good. The Lord said, it is because they have forsaken my law, which I... No, that's not good. But you know where the Bible really is saying for you to do. And so you go with it. You go with your heart. All right? So, soak in the Word. Read the Word. Love it. God will watch out for you. And that's that. And Judah wants to show off Sir Handel. So, it's a train. All right. So, let's pray one more time, and then we will play some WarioWare, drink some pop, eat a hot dog or two. I don't know what cookies are available. All right. So, let's pray. Jesus, help us to love your word and to hear from you every day what you would have us to learn. God, we know that your word is good and trustworthy, so help us to lean into it and to let it guide and direct our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.